Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltredestian. I'm about to report on Christine Zucker, date of birth 10/2/1962, date of procedure June 18, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goltredestian, referring physicians, Dr. Kara Jacob. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, and family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure and performance was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, cleaning, bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as malignant throat stains. The patient is brought to anesthesia, so we place in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. The rectal exam was performed while lubricated wounds. Video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orbis, the cecal valve, confluence of folds. Period, careful examination was made of the cecum and the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period, a retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period, Boston bowel prep score was greater than 7, 2-3, 2, good prep. The patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-3, 2, good prep. Next line. Tortuous colon. Next line. There was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters. More of a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. There were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. Next line, there were 2 rectosigmoid sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy, 1 was not retrieved. Next line, there was a diminutive rectosigmoid sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, as well as hypertrophy anal papillae. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis colon on the left side. Next line, external skin tags. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.